From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Poor communications are making it difficult to assess the damage from the powerful earthquake that has struck Haiti. A rough estimate of casualties is unclear, but there are reports that many of the injured are waiting for help in the streets of Haiti's capital and that many have died. William Canny is the director of emergency operations for Catholic Relief Services. He says he was able to communicate with his staff in Haiti shortly after the quake.
We talked to our staff in Haiti early on, right after the quake, and, you know, they were gathered outside the office, obviously shook up. People were safe, and our building did not go down.
Tens of thousands, though, are said to have lost their homes, and the National Palace and the UN headquarters in Haiti are among buildings that have been flattened. The U.S. is sending rescue teams to Haiti, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that embassy officials in Port-au-Prince are still trying to get a handle on the scale of the disaster, but expect a serious loss of life. He said officials reported significant damage, with walls crumbling down and some bodies in the streets. The United Nations, which had a large peacekeeping contingent in Haiti, says its building sustained damage in the quake. The U.S. Agency for International Development is sending experts to Haiti along with search and rescue teams from Fairfax County, Virginia, and Los Angeles County, California. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will offer its full assistance, civilian and military, to help Haiti recover. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama appears ready to announce a new fee on the country's biggest financial firms. The move is an effort to recoup as much as $120 billion in Wall Street bailout money. An announcement is expected tomorrow. Today, top Wall Street executives will be on Capitol Hill to appear before a panel investigating the causes of the financial collapse. A new White House report says the federal government's economic stimulus program is on track, boosting the nation's payrolls last year. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Unemployment is still hovering at 10%, and another 85,000 jobs disappeared in December. But the White House says the employment picture would have been even worse without the help of the government stimulus program. A quarterly report from the President's Council of Economic Advisers credits the stimulus with supporting at least 1.5 million jobs last year. With a skeptical public in mind, the White House pointed to independent economists who reached roughly the same conclusion. The report notes one sector in particular, clean energy, where the stimulus helped spark some 52,000 jobs. President Obama will renew his call for additional clean energy incentives during a visit to a Maryland job training center this afternoon. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Global stocks are retreating today. Some of the major European markets have posted losses. This is NPR. The Chinese government has reportedly given its first public response to Google's threat to pull out of China. The official Xinhua news agency says Chinese authorities are seeking more information after Google said it believes hackers targeted the accounts of Chinese human rights activists. Google was heavily criticized when it entered the Chinese market in 2006 because of Chinese censorship of the Internet. Google officials say they plan to talk to the Chinese government to determine if there is a way the company can provide unfiltered search results if an agreement cannot be worked out. Google says it is prepared to leave. A Chinese company is among the highlights this week at the Detroit Auto Show. The company hopes to bring all electric cars to the U.S. later this year. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Detroit.
The company is called BYD. That's short for Build Your Dreams. And it drew a crowd of several hundred to hear its dreams for the U.S. market. BYD says it plans to begin selling the E6, a four-door crossover-style vehicle, in the second half of the year. Officials say the car can go for more than 200 miles on a single charge. But beyond that, details were sketchy. BYD said it's talking to potential dealers, but declined to elaborate. Although China surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest car market last year, Chinese automakers are looking to expand overseas. Auto analysts say it's only a matter of time before Chinese cars come to the U.S., adding more brands to an already fiercely competitive market. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Detroit.
Again, in stock, some of the major European markets have posted moderate losses in early trading today, and Asian shares lost ground. The losses were heaviest in Hong Kong and Japan. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.